Hey Barry, is it new?
It's new. So Crystal, what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about today?
I just wanted to talk about, and I know, I mean, we just asked you, is it new? And like, Barry, this topic, I mentioned it and you told me it was not new. But I did want to give a shout out to the flagging that analytics is like really going to be done, like really, really done. Like you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here kind of done. As that they flagged, I think it was last week or so.
Yeah, everybody's getting these notices. And like, I'm holding out. I'm pretending that it's not happening.
Denial, not just a river in Egypt.
I'm still on urchin. That's how old school I am.
Okay. But I think the thing I'm worried about is it just going to disappear? Is it literally just going to be like, poof, gone? I think they're telling you you've got to download it if you want it or something. And I don't know if people are going to do that. I'm not even sure. Like, I'm going to have to look up how to do that. If you want to drop me some links for their write-ups, like, please do. But yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are selling services to do that. Our friend at Marketing O'Clock also, they have a service for that. I think they charge some money for it. I don't get why Google can just drop it in Google Drive or something for people and just say, there you go. But it is what it is, and it's happening, and you're going to be lost without it, and nobody's going to know what's going on, even though we had like 2 years to prepare for this, right?
I still don't know how to use GA4, I'll be honest with you. And I have no interest in learning.
That's embarrassing.
Yep. To yourself. I know, I know how to use the basics of it.
I'm just joking.
I'm ashamed.
So do you think this HubSpot thing is going to come through?
I think the HubSpot thing is really interesting as well. So Google's having lots of, you know, there's lots of stuff in court and they're talking about lots of different things there. But I think it's interesting that they're even letting this, like, even if it's a rumor, it's interesting that it's circulating at all, because I think that really it's kind of a play to sort of come at Microsoft a little bit. I think we talk about like Google catching up with Microsoft on the AI thing, but Google kind of caught up with Microsoft on the Office tools a few years ago. We sort of think about it as like commonplace now, but you know, a few years ago, Google Docs was really disruptive. So I think that some of those tools that you might get in HubSpot, a Google HubSpot combo could be really interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. A lot of like analysts are like, good idea. Google would love it, but it's not going to happen. It's done on arrival. What does SGE think about that, Morty?
SGE is not paid to think. It's paid to produce.
It costs
and produce. And producing tabs now. So, Yeah, it was spotted and reported on SEROundtable.com that SGE is spitting out results in tabs. The example that you showed was someone was searching something around a refrigerator, and it breaks it down with tabs showing capacity, ice maker, water, whatever thing to break down the product. I always find with that kind of breakdown thing, and it goes back to mom. I'm so old, I will go back to mom. Breaking down those topics and parsing out those topics, sometimes I think it's great, but sometimes I feel Google can go a little bit deeper or more helpful in how they break down those topics. And mom would be a way to break down those topics better, but it doesn't seem like they're really using it for that.
I think people are just too lazy to actually want it to be broken down for them, because that means they have to like click on something, which is why Google's giving us these shorter video clips, right?
That's true. But then what makes me a little bit worried is that as Google adds short videos to the menu, to the headers there, it was Brody Clark found to be tested and again reported on SEROundtable.com. You have all these bubble filters, obviously not these bubble, you have all these filter options now up top. At a certain point, when do you get menu fatigue and don't even notice it? Though it is interesting they're showing shorts, because I think this is the whole first-hand experience Reddit kind of thing. Shorts kind of align to that sort of thing where you want to have actual people talking, and shorts tend to be first-person kind of content.
Right. It makes sense, because they put the form, they've placed perspectives with forms. And now when you click on forms, it just shows forms, like text forms. Whereas perspective used to show short videos and forms, so they had to like put that in there. And it's all dynamic anyway. Like, you might see short videos for one query and not for the other. And Google's had this problem many times. They shortened that menu, increased it, made it dynamic, and so forth. So it's fun. It's a lot of shimmer and shine stuff that Google has to do there.
You really painted a picture there, Barry.
I did, with Google's new Pixel subject object subjectation, where they actually go ahead and segmentation, I think they call it, where they're actually highlighting components of the image now. When you go to image search and you swipe through them, it actually highlights this is the couch, this is the fridge, this is whatever. It's pretty cool. We saw this a while back with like images and shopping. And I guess that's more for Google to be like, now you could like highlight, this is what I want to like see ads for or search result for, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Talk about ads. Sorry, go ahead, Crystal.
No, I think it's great. I'm like really fascinated by visual search, and it's interesting because it really rivals. Again, like I think they're trying to be competitive with Amazon because Amazon does this a lot as well. So I think it'll be interesting to see how much uptake you get from this and how much people. Because I just thought it was a GIF one time. There was the first time I saw it, I was like, is this a GIF? What is this? But yeah,
it looks like shimmers. Shing.
Yeah. It's like, do you like this dress? I'm like, what? Oh, okay.
Because it's shimmering. Yeah.
I will make sure to include that GIF in this video. But you're right. I think it's more about can people then click on specific objects in there and then like buy it through ads, I think. But it's cool. I mean, it's cool. And then talking about ads, there's been this whole ad controversy in the PPC community. That's like a marketing o'clock specialty. We're not like ad specialists here, but I think Finn added me to his ad team. I'm on PPC team or something like that. So I'll take this one for the team. This whole controversy, Google, I think Nate Lewis, I'm pronouncing it, I think it was Nate Lewis, he basically said, saw this new warning in the new diagnostic investigation tab that said your ad strength is not strong enough and it's going to hurt your ads and so forth. And everybody's like freaking out, like, how's ad strength going to, you know, it's going to hurt my, you know, every, it's going to basically hurt my ads and so forth, and I'm going to have to pay more money or whatever it might be. And Ginny Marvin's then been on on this like path to like, clarify what Google does. And she's like, to be clear, ad strength is not using the auction just because you saw it in diagnostic tool. It's only to help advertisers understand that diversity and relevancy of their creative assets can maximize the number of ad combinations that may show for a query. And like PPCers are like, so why are you telling me this? Why is this such a, why are you like putting this as like the number two item in my, so there's a lot of back and forth, and it's pretty kind of funny to see. And it's also funny from an SEO, like SEO team perspective to see like the PPC, you know, people go crazy about these types of stuff. But I'm not an ad person. I just find it very interesting that there's so much transparency with ads compared to SEO, but yet there's so much confusion and like non-transparency around it as well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Something working in an agency side, the people working on PPC like have Google calling them all the time. Like, hey, how you doing? How is everything? How can we help you? And things like that. And the SEOs are like, hello, please, can we? And they're like, make helpful content, like be helpful. And so I think it's really interesting that the way that they're trying to balance that and trying to navigate those things. And that's it. And I think Jenny's doing a great job. It's not an easy job at all.
Not at all. You got to keep your blinders on to anyway. Hope you guys had a nice eclipse day, solar eclipse day. And do anything special, any guys?
We couldn't see it, but I was over the moon to hear that it was happening.
I was blinded by the light.
And I actually got a hit and run actually during the eclipse, which is pretty fun. So
you got what?
I got in a hit and run. Somebody hit my car while I was parked, while I was standing there. We were all standing there and hit my car, backed into it, and a woman got out of the car who hit me. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm sure I have insurance. Don't worry. The husband or boyfriend, like, get in the car. He drove off with her in the car. And I took a picture of the license plate. It was great.
Never go to
watch the solar eclipse. Sorry?
This is why you never go to Jersey.
I know. It was actually in Fort Lee by the Electrify America station, who's sponsoring this video. Thank you to Electrify America. I'm just joking in that. Anyway, thank you guys for so much doing this, Crystal and Morty. This is a huge amount of fun. Hopefully this will keep getting better and better. I feel like it got a lot better from yesterday, although yesterday was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, what, was yesterday not good?
It could have been better.
Sorry.
We'll be fully optimized in no time, Barry.
Awesome. I'm having so much fun.
That's what's new. So thank you everybody for watching, and see you tomorrow.